Russia has deployed two long-range strategic bombers along with other military equipment to Venezuela ahead of a planned joint military exercise.
These operational flights exchanges that we are going to begin with the Operational Strategic Command of the Army aim to raise the level of the interoperability of the Russian and Venezuelan aerospace defense systems.
The Venezuelan Defense Minister welcomed about 100 Russian pilots and other personnel that landed with several aircrafts on Saturday at the international airport in the capital Caracas. Vladimir Padrino said the deployment shows that they are ready to defend Venezuela to the last inch when necessary. The deployment follows a visit to Moscow by President Nicolas Maduro, during which he held talks with his Russian counterpart, Vladimir Putin. Venezuela has long accused the United States of plotting against Caracas and meddling in its internal affairs. Now, to discuss that more, we're joined by Mr. Tony Gosling, investigative journalist. Thank you very much, sir, for joining us on Press TV's World News. Now, can you please shed more light on this? I do not believe that the U.S. will be very happy to hear about this joint military exercise. Basically, what has triggered this? How far ago was this planned?
Well, Nicolas Maduro is quite right when he talks about the United States trying to meddle in Venezuela's internal affairs. Actually, for the last 30 years, and I've traveled extensively in South America, I can tell you most South American people, at least 90%, are very much aware, ordinary people that is, of the interference of the US in South America for that period of time. So the Americans have decided that, this is the North Americans, that South America is going to be their plaything. And the reason for that is, particularly with Venezuela, is black gold. Venezuela has about 300 million known barrels of oil, the world's largest oil supplies. And so it's the big prize. And the Venezuelan people and the Venezuelan politicians know that the Americans want to get their hands on that oil. And so they have been interfering. The mechanism nowadays that the US uses to interfere in the whole of South America is called SOUTHCOM. It's a branch of the Pentagon. It's one of the parts of the Pentagon which tries to dominate the world. And in this case, it's SOUTHCOM based in Miami. Secretary of Defense, Mattis, has said that SOUTHCOM brings stability to South America. Let me tell you, the absolute diametric opposite is the truth. Nothing could be further from the truth than that. Actually, what they're doing is destabilizing just about every single country in South America. And we've seen that most recently in neighboring Brazil, which is actually threatening Venezuela on the border, basically just for the Americans, where there's been this judicial coup of Dilma Rousseff and Lula, who were very good presidents in Brazil, have now been overthrown by this Bolsonaro, this fascist who's taking over on the 1st of January. He says he's fighting communism. He's a man from the dark ages. There is no real communism left to fight, but he's still fighting it. That is to say, anybody that starts organizing against the fascists and against the far right is going to be put down in Brazil. He's a very dangerous character. And that's why the Maduro has very wisely invited the Russians in. The Russians effectively nowadays are doing what the United Nations should be doing, which is to go in to make areas where war is threatened, as it is from both Colombia and from Brazil on Venezuela at the moment, and to try and calm that situation down, to make sure that it's really a token force that Putin sent there. But it says that we're not going to just give up here without a fight, that there is going to be some intervention from around the world to support the democratically elected leader Nicolas Maduro against. And of course, Maduro was the foreign minister for Hugo Chavez, who many believe around the world now was poisoned by the CIA, was given some kind of drug that caused his cancer that killed him. Millions and millions of most Venezuelans believe that, And that's why they're not going to have Southcom and the puppet leaders we've got coming up now, Bolsonaro in Brazil, and also Marquez in Colombia, these US puppets, to threaten that country. It's going to remain independent, and I think that most of South American people would support that.
Thank you very much, Mr. Tony Gosling, investigative journalist, joining us live with his take on the situation in Venezuela.